Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live for Tuesday, the 10th of September. Hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us this morning. The whole idea of the session is to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, market conditions are fairly kind of light. We had a bit of a pullback in yesterday's trading. If you look at the momentum, the reversals we started to see on Friday. Yesterday, we saw a little bit of a retracement of those moves on Friday. So not making huge progress. But a few of the trades that we were talking about yesterday are beginning to set up. So we're able to get into a few trades yesterday as well. They're not particularly making that much progress if you look specifically at the dollar. But we'll look to see what opportunities we can kind of really focus in on over the course of the trading day today. So let's get straight into it then. We'll of course start with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Okay, so just as a quick introduction, and all profitable traders, they need to consider which markets to trade, of course. What you want to avoid doing on a long-term basis is continuing to look at the wrong markets. So deciding which markets to trade or considering which markets to trade have a means in which you can narrow it down. You then need to determine where you then exit and enter and exit those markets. How do you manage risk? Trade management are all separate and important considerations along with trading psychology. So all of this kind of fits together. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms on a practical basis, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and patient whenever's needed. So, and we need a little bit of patience now, really. We don't really have much to move markets at the minute, and price action is certainly playing out like that. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So for this, we use Forex Factory. Just get a nice, concise little breakdown in terms of the news flow. Yesterday, nothing of any major interest or concern. Chinese inflation numbers, which are slightly weaker than perhaps was anticipated, especially on the PPI side, some significant deflation now in that respect, year on year. So when we look at today, Tuesday, the 10th of September, we've got the claimant count change for the UK economy just a little while ago. So this is an improving sign for the pound and for the UK economy. Basically, if you look at the previous number, 102,000 claimant count changes. So significantly more people that were anticipated were actually seeking this unemployment. And you can see we're expecting 95,000, which again is a significant, reasonable number if we look at the actual data itself. We've had a sizable uptick on the unemployment situation, which is now, you know, really fallen back in line with expectations. So is this blip to be explained? Getting some quite strange job numbers. You can see in the previous month's figures. So this was pretty much in line with the meltdown we saw a little bit more globally job-wise. We had a spike as well in the US with the unemployment claims number. We had significantly lower non-farm payroll numbers. We're seeing something similar play out for the UK economy, just an unusually large spike in the number of claimants in the UK. And that's reverted back to broadly in line with kind of norms over the last couple of years. So a bit of a strong blip suggests, okay, we're getting the weakening that these central banks are concerned about in the jobs market. So it's time to act. And then you just get numbers fall back into line. So not easy, these job numbers to try and reconcile, especially with some of the revisions in the US. It's a it's a difficult place. Average earnings index quarterly figures, you know, people's wages are decreasing slightly, but we do have inflation continuing to come down, and that's kind of a global phenomenon as well. So the only thing this afternoon, now we'll have a look at the pound in just a second, but the only thing this afternoon is the Bank of Canada, the governor, will be hearing from him. So if you're trading the Canadian dollar, just be mindful of that particular event. Apart from that, tomorrow we get GDP. We're seeing soft bit of growth there for the pound, and the dollar. We've got important CPI numbers tomorrow, and it does look already as if the market is really beginning to focus in on that particular event. So with all this in mind, nothing of any major interest really. We'll have a look and see where we're at with these markets. We were expecting some continuation yesterday. We saw a little bit in the euro dollar, a little bit in the pound, very small bit in the Aussie. And we were only really interested in selling the euro, pound, and Aussie in favor of the US dollar. So that was the focus for yesterday's trading. Now we're seeing these markets, you know, bounce off these lows. So we go in and we'll have a little look at these in a little bit more detail. We're still in a bit of profit in the euro dollar. Not really making any progress in the pound and the Aussie. Now, if you remember yesterday, we were also talking about we'll either buy the equities or we'll buy the dollar. And to really purposefully do either one or the other. See if I can get my pen up. And that's pretty much what we did. We were able to get into those dollar pairs. We were kind of expecting making a little bit more progress. Okay, that's just going to take a few seconds now. It seems to be. Okay, here we go. So we were talking yesterday about this little pullback and how significant it could be. And we started to, you know, really make further progress. And we're looking for an opportunity. And we really pulled back really quite aggressively yesterday. But it's this move here that's quite interesting for us. Same sort of analysis with crude oil. We kind of pulled back into resistance, which is what we would expect. And then we've attempted to make a new low, which has technically failed. And now it looks like as if we're quite close to rallying. Didn't quite make any progress just a few hours ago. We've kind of rolled over back to the downside. So at best, this is a bit of a sideways moving market. But if we turn around and start to rally, and if this breaks above that $68 level, $68.30, and then we'd probably be looking for that buy trade. Same type of analysis if we take the highs in here across the US indices and we start to rally, that would give us a little bit of something to work with, perhaps with the indices. Now we'll see if this starts to roll back even lower, because we had some news out of the US yesterday with Apple, and you know, we're still getting lots of cryptic clues about all this AI stuff and how it can be integrated and the benefits of AI, and then Apple launch a product, the iPhone 16, and it's only AI ready. It doesn't really have all the bells and whistles, so it was slightly disappointing. So basically, from a share price perspective, I mean, all-time highs are just up at these levels in here. And yesterday, we saw significant weakness. We get the open now, see if that changes. Friday we had a significant selling as we did across the board pretty much. Yesterday we had some continuation. Let me zoom right in. We had some continuation to the downside, which then subsequently reversed. And with a share price at 220 and you have highs at 236, you know, we're virtually at all-time highs. So what impact will this this AI-ready product and the iPhone, the Apple iPhone, you know, represents over 50% of Apple sales. So it is a significant item, which is only Apple, sorry, it's only AI-ready. It has these sort of AI generative features, but not ultimately that active. So we do wonder, with all this money that's spent on all these chips, what will it lead to? So we've seen the massive tick higher in share prices across the board off this AI rally, so to speak. But what will it mean for us? And will these companies that have spent billions and billions and billions, will they be able to recover that in a short term? Meaning, will the investors behind that spend get a return for their investment in a reasonable time frame? Or will they have to put returns on the long finger? That would make investors really quite nervous. So there's a lot that can still go wrong for this AI rally, but we still have a lot of these big tech firms pretty close to all-time highs. So with all talk about the wheels coming off, it's really sort of difficult to see that. So very little to drive market sentiment, perhaps. And what we're seeing with the S&P and the Dow Jones, or we'll bring up the NASDAQ actually. We put that in there as well because it's actually the same narrative. The pullback yesterday continued to grind higher without making any real progress. We want this to continue to, like we've seen in crude oil, just attempt to make a new low, which subsequently fails. So if this starts to reverse, there's a structural failure trade, and we'd be looking for potentially a buying opportunity there. So markets like crude oil and gold, we got a little bit of a bounce yesterday, not really making any progress. If you look at gold and step back, you're kind of looking at an awful lot of consolidation between 25, 20 and 24, 80. So you're in a sort of a $40 band. And we've been in that now for very close to a month or 4 weeks of trading. So wanting to see a little bit more in certain areas. This is a market that's moving sideways. It's looking a little bit bearish now. It's only if this starts to reverse and we break out of this descending level, would we sort of contemplate. And that's really above the 100 period moving average, and this is on an hourly time frame, so it's kind of getting up to these levels. Would we be interested in a buy trade? But like yesterday, we had to kind of wait to be patient for the trade. And with the US indices, we're really just suggesting, will we still eventually get a little bit more upside, a little bit of a retracement? We very really well, for those of you that were joining us on Friday afternoon, we had a bit of a mixed bag in our opinion for the unemployment numbers, but the markets reacted in a very aggressively bearish fashion, which for us was again a little bit of overkill. We were quite surprised to see the size of the selling. So really not ultimately that surprised to get the retracement trade kicking in. Now we've got an important decision to make. We started a little bit softer. If this starts to roll and break above, then we could be looking for further upside in these equity markets. So we're not really as bearish as some others would be, perhaps. Let's So a bit of that gapping lower, a bit of sort of general weakness over the last couple of days. What's likely to drive those other equities is the US stock market. So if they start to rally, if markets, individual markets like Nvidia and Apple start to rally, we probably see that play out accordingly. Okay, so where are we at with these markets? Well, we didn't really get the follow through that we were expecting yesterday. It looks like there's a bit of a retracement now taking place. So we went from dollar strength yesterday to what it seems to be a little bit of dollar weakness, a little bit of strength there against the yen. Let's see the euro yen. Yeah, a little bit of a bounce maybe. So we made a little bit of progress in the dollar Swiss yesterday. We wanted to get into some of that dollar strength trade, but not across the board. We didn't want to completely load up. So we took smaller trade sizes in those trades. The Aussie dollar running into some support. So we'll see how prices play out at these current levels. And a strong retracement as well for the New Zealand dollar. So this dollar trade is not really playing out in line with our expectations. So we'll go and break those down in a little bit detail. The yen is suggesting that we get a little bit of a bounce off these lows. Very little in gold. Crude oil, we could look for that buy trade. Yes, we do have further softening to the downside, so we could get down to 66, 65. At some point, we'd be looking for that buy trade. And it's a short-term buy trade with... we'll have a look at the micro and see how they're likely to play out at 9 o'clock when we get the pre-market, see how that's likely to position ourselves for the day. So from a trade plan perspective, guys, and we'll let you go, we still have this mixed narrative, and it's fundamental narrative, sentiment narrative. You could really get all the data you need to argue a risk on market dynamic, but also a risk off market dynamic. And you saw the volatility on Friday, which is very, very bearish. And you saw the pullback yesterday, which was very, really quite bullish. So we're not making that much progress. So market summary, we're comfortable with it broadly being mixed. Indices strength or dollar strength. Well, that dollar strength side of the discussion seems to be waning. So let's see if we get a little bit of indices strength. And that means reversing today's little bit of bearish price action. And let's keep it focused at the US. So yen strength, that's not really likely to play out as things currently stand. So we'll have a look at that. Crude oil. Is there anything else? Do we want to have a look at the yen? Not particularly. The dollar. Gold is just in a bit of a pretty tight range, and we'd rather focus on the US indices rather than the European or Asian indices. So right, okay. So today's trade plan, in terms of a summary, again, it's quite mixed in nature because there's arguments for and against, but we will specifically look for the indices to see if we can rally. We'll have a look at the dollar strength trade and see if there's anything left in that. It may prove that that's not the case. And then crude oil, looking to buy above the $68 support level. It's kind of a slightly higher than 68, isn't it? Let's see the exact number. Okay, let's go 68.50. Right, so 68.50. Sorry, crude oil, we're actually buying above resistance, sorry. So we got resistance up at 68.50. We're currently bouncing off that resistance, and if we break above it, then we'll be looking to buy. Okay, so look, all eyes on US CPI numbers tomorrow. These markets do seem to bounce from news event to news event. That's just the kind of the current dynamic. Little bit of nervousness clearly in between those particular events. So that's our trade plan. That's what we can focus our attention on. I'm sure post CPI tomorrow there'll be a series of perhaps more developed ideas maybe. But for now we kind of have to trade what we see, and what we see is a little bit mixed across the board. So let's see how we get on. Okay, on that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We'll have a look at those dollar trades now when we get into the European trading session. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. Thanks very much. The market narratives are a little bit choppy. We're still broadly in this risk-on camp, although that could change pretty quickly, pretty soon. We've got some CPI this week. We've got the FOMC next week. So all of that could begin to change. But at the minute, we're in lower inflation. We're in this rate pivot narrative. We currently technically have a bit of a soft landing, although these job numbers could start to distort that now over the coming weeks and months. So we could shift very, very swiftly, but we'll wait and see. All right, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us as always. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can get more information from thelivetraderoom.com. Any questions, feel free to get in touch with us, and we'll see you next time. For everyone here, take care, guys. Bye for now.